Oh, I can tell by the voice it's Ann Wilson right now.
Well, hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm just coming off the flu, so I'm getting better. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm feeling fantastic. Thank you.
That's awesome. This is Michael Appetino from WPLR, and you have a long history with us. Back in 1979, we sponsored that incredible concert at the Yale Bowl, of which you were part of. And then from there on, you've played a lot in the Connecticut area. I've been here at PLR for over 35 years. So actually, it's kind of funny. We both kind of started careers at the same time. I got into radio in 1975 when Dreamboat Annie came out, and I remember saying,
right.
"And I remember saying, hey, here's a new group from Seattle, and it's got a couple of girls in it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, how right. cool is this?" And those were the days when we would say, and here's side one, you know, and play the whole side. Things have definitely
right, yeah.
Things have changed.
Right.
Let me ask you, how did you, I'm not surprised that you got involved with this B.B. King tribute. And the reason why I say that is what I admire about you and your band is not only your incredible band, incredible musician, the legacy is just incredible, but I always found that you guys were the biggest fans of rock music, you know?
And you made
no bones about it, especially your love for Zeppelin and for all the other bands out there. You really pay tribute to, I guess, what you kind of grew up with. And I've always admired that. So to see your name on this B.B. King lineup, I certainly wasn't surprised. How did you get How did you get involved with that?
Well, they reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to join, and I didn't even hesitate a second. I just thought it would be great fun. So,
and the amount of people that you're going to be with is just absolutely mind blowing. I had the great fortune of working with BB a few times, you know, on stage, and he was such, well, besides being an incredible musician, he was just a wonderful human being. And I really enjoyed the times that I had with him. And I always remember one of the classic times is, you know, watching him from the side of the stage, you know, and he's playing. He breaks the guitar string. He replaces the guitar string while not missing a beat, you know, not missing a vocal. He's just absolutely incredible. Have you ever played with him or done any work with him?
Nope, I haven't. This will be the first time I've ever gotten to be involved in a tribute to him. It's going to be really interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
It is, and it's going to be this coming Sunday. Apparently, there was going to be two shows. The Monday show apparently got canceled. Why, I don't know. It certainly couldn't have been a lack of ticket sales because the Capitol Theater is not a very big venue. It's a beautiful venue. But maybe because of the holiday, I'm not sure. So we're all going to be checking you out on Sunday. I'm sure it's going to be an all-day event.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be cool.
So do you know what you're going to be doing? I mean, obviously, you're going to be singing. We know that. But what kind of songs? Have they gone over that yet?
Well, that's the artists involved has a song or two that they kind of have dibs on.
Uh-huh.
And if anything else comes up, it'll happen, you know, on the spot.
Well, that's so. In other words, it's sort of going to be sort of a loose set list, more or less.
Yeah, more or less. Some of the songs have to be like there has to be a finale song of the Thrill Is Gone, of course,
because
that's the name of the show and everything. But the rest of it is just pretty much what people want to do.
Yeah, and just
different pairings.
And looking at some of the names and to maybe some of the young kids listening, you know, they don't realize maybe who Steve Cropper is. I mean, Steve Cropper, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he invented rock and roll for the most part on guitar.
Right.
That guy's just incredible. And then Buddy Guy. I mean, look at some of these people.
Yeah.
Jimmy Vaughn and Kenny Wayne and I love Susan Tedeschi. I don't know if you ever got to meet or work with her at all. She's just another incredible woman. And and so are you. I mean, I've always admired you and your sister, and it's good to see you guys back. Any tour plans for Heart?
Right. I'm taking this year. I'm doing my own solo stuff this year, and then next year perhaps there'll be another Heart tour.
Well, you toured in Connecticut, I believe it was this past summer, or could it be the summer before? No, it was this past summer.
It was this past summer, yeah.
And the reason why I remember, because I think it was 140 degrees that day.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah, last summer it was super brutal everywhere in the country.
Yeah, but up here in the Northeast, it was awful. But you know what? The show was great, you know? So you dress accordingly.
Yeah.
Is what you have to do, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. So where are you now? Are you out in Seattle, or are you local on the East Coast?
I'm on the East Coast now.
Oh, good.
We're living in Florida now.
Oh, that's nice. And let me ask you another thing. I always look on the social media, and I can't remember where I saw this. There's a short film of you driving a freaking hot rod that looked freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your car?
Yeah. Yep. It's a 37 Ford. It's named Ruby.
Never knew. Never knew Ann Wilson was into cars. That's pretty cool.
Well, especially my husband. He really is.
Is he really?
So, yeah.
Yeah. I've been a car nut all my... Hey, did you see Ford versus Ferrari?
Yes, we did see that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it should have been nominated for Best Picture. It was a great picture. But if you're not into cars, who cares?
It was amazing. I really liked that movie. It was cool.
It makes me want to save my money for a Cobra, you know? I'm telling you.
Right.
I used to be a vet owner, but, you know, I don't know. I certainly like that that Cobra. And those are great actors, too.
Yeah.
So when you do your solo thing, do you go with a band, a smaller knockdown band, when you do your own thing?
Well, when I do my thing this year, I'm going to take the same band I had out last summer. Except without Nancy.
Was that the what's the name of the band? The Mongers? No, what was the name?
No, it's Heart. It's the Heart band, and the band that was Heart last summer is my solo band, and we just added Nancy.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing again this year, except without Nancy. I'm doing my solo thing.
Cool. And
so,
and as far as getting dates, has that been set up yet?
Yeah. Yeah, we're announcing on the 18th, and right now we have about something like 25 shows.
Oh gosh,
ready to go, and there are just more coming in all the time. So good.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Anything in the Northeast? Would you know offhand?
Oh God, I'd have to look at the itinerary.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Don't worry about it. We'll look it up. I'm sure we can find it at heart.com or on your website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll
all be there.
Yeah.
Is everything okay between you and your sister?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Everything's
great.
The reason why I say that is I'm a father of three daughters. And let me tell you, these aren't kids. My baby is 29 and my oldest is 34, and the shit that goes on between them, I just, you know, and when I read about this kind of stuff, and I'm not going to go into it because it's family and it's nobody's freaking business. But
it's old news, too.
And it's old news. It was back in, 2016.
Yeah.
But I felt for you guys. I said, geez, I know exactly what's going on. And I kind of wish I could have been, an older brother or father to say, hey, come on, you guys. But it happens. Having daughters is awesome. Having grandkids is even better. But it is. Do you have any?
Yes, between us, my husband and I have 10.
Yo, so you got a couple of grandkids.
Yep.
You know what? It makes life totally different. I mean, I don't get pissed off as much anymore for some reason. You know, I'll take a look at a picture of my grandson who's 3, and everything goes away. Everything melts away. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It is. Well, I know we're on a time schedule. You're probably doing a lot of other interviews. And this is my first time interviewing you. I feel like I've known you all my life since that very first album when we both got started. We were young kids then.
Yes, we were.
And now we're grandparents, thank God.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best. If you're ever in the area, you were just at the Oakdale a little while ago. My very good friend Jim Koplik, who's a concert promoter up here, who put on that show at the Yale Bowl 1979. Do you know they still talk about that today? That's still mentioned.
Cool.
Amazing. It was Little River Band, you, and the Eagles. And was, and nothing's been done like that since. But I always felt as though I always had a kindred spirit with you. So it's so nice to actually talk with you right now.
Great. Well, thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome, Miss Wilson. And I hope to God you have an awesome show on Sunday. Going to try to make it down there. Capitol. Have you played the Capitol yet in your career? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I kind of doubt it. I think this is going to be the first time.
Yeah. It was, I'll tell you one thing. It was Jerry Garcia's second favorite place to play.
That's right.
Next to the Winterland in San Francisco. He loved it. They even got a bar there called Garcia's. So it's an incredible venue. It's such a classic venue. You're going to really enjoy yourself. Plus, the company you're with goes without saying.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome, Ann. Thank you so much. If you're ever in the New Haven area, you always have a welcome spot here on my radio show in the afternoon. So I'd love to.
See you. That's nice of you.
All right. Well, God bless you, and have a good show on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.